Good Friday is, by some distance, one of the most important days in the church's calendar. And we've been having this service in St. Anne's now for a generation or more. It takes place at noon and lasts for 3 hours. And it is meant to parallel the period that Christ hung on the cross. There was darkness over the land from the third hour, from the sixth hour till the ninth hour. And that is really the origin of this three-hour service. To describe the scene, we stripped the church of all its colour. It's simply presented with a bare building, and the people simply come and sit and reflect upon the passion, the suffering of Christ. The 3 hours are split into seven periods, and each period is starts with the phrases, the words which Christ himself spoke from the cross, in conjunction with those words we have other readings of scripture, particularly from the Old Testament and from the book of Psalms. We have a hymn which would be suitable to whatever the subject of that the word from the cross is. And then a period of reflection and contemplation, when the people simply sit and think about the very high cost of redemption, when we think of the death of the innocent one on the cross, and his compassion, his readiness to go through this, to forgive those who were tormenting him, and to show his compassion for humankind, which I think the whole day has to be said quite disgraced itself on Good Friday. Good Friday, of course, was not particularly good for the central figure. The goodness of Good Friday was that mankind immeasurably was benefited from what Christ did.
The readings, the words from the cross, they remain constant. But does, say, for example, the choice of hymns vary from year to year? And then I presume the reflection would vary from year to year as well.
Yes, indeed. I think there's a great choice of hymns for the Passion and for Good Friday, and we would use as many as we can, although there are some which are particularly popular. When I survey the Wondrous Cross and many like that, Good Friday simply wouldn't be Good Friday without the familiar ones, but we do try to vary them. Also, there's quite a variety of approaches. We try to have different people to take the service on each year, so that we had Bishop Points taking the service last year, who had a different approach from the one that I will be taking. And also, of course, the reflections need to be quite fresh and even topical, I suppose, because the gospel needs to be reinterpreted for each generation, indeed for each year.
The service has been going here, I think you were saying, for a generation. I'm just wondering what its origins might have been, because my understanding is that while there are references to Good Friday and some prayers for Good Friday in the Book of Common Prayer, the kind of format of service that you have here, would it be right in saying that it's not typical of what one might encounter in a Church of Ireland parish on Good Friday?
No, that's true. I think possibly the normal pattern would be an early meeting for what we would say is anti-communion. The Holy Communion traditionally in many parish churches isn't celebrated on Good Friday, because the day is a solemn day and the Eucharist is obviously a service of great joy. So the joy is not the keynote. There are parishes which will celebrate the Holy Communion, but the majority of them won't. And the other service on that day normally would be evening prayer, in which there would be a reflection on the events of Good Friday. But seeing that Good Friday is such an important day in the church's year, other services have developed. In Clontarf, where I was before I came to St. Anne's, we had a service at midday, but it lasted about an hour, or just over an hour, which was also a reflection on the words from the cross, or alternatively sometimes a reflection on the wounds of Christ, or what other services of that nature. So there is a variety of approaches and options I think though the actual spending of 3 hours reflecting upon the length of time that Christ hung in agony on the cross has its own particular message for us.
Is it intended, Tom, and I say this respectfully, to be some kind of an endurance test for people to, as it were, fulfill the 3 hours? Or what is that? That's not the thinking that's behind this.
Apart from the person who's taking the service, and even that's not an endurance test. I think what we expect is for people to drift in and out, to come at 12 o'clock and maybe drift away, and maybe come back again, or come whenever they have time to come, because not everybody will have a Good Friday off. Indeed, our own choir will start the service and will take a break and come back and sing more towards the end of the service. So it's not meant to be an endurance test. It simply is, if you like, a visual aid for people to mark Good Friday in an appropriate way.